Rusty Quill Presents Chapter and Multiverse.
You're back. I was worried for a moment. The pincushion cocktail didn't really agree with you, as I recall, and I thought I'd scared you off for good. I may have taken the concept just a little too literally. But to make up for that mishap, I must tell you what happened next to our young superheroes. I know you've been waiting patiently for the next installment. After a well-earned night's rest following their first battle as a team, Minnie had to get up early for her shift at the shoe shop. And Joseph had to do some research into the company known as Clear Vision Trading.
Hello, and welcome to Chapter and Multiverse, the actual play podcast where we explore the same city across multiple parallel universes. I am your game master, Maddie Searle. My pronouns are she, her. And today we will be playing our campaign of Masks, a New Generation, which is designed by Brendan Conway and allows our players to take on the role of young superheroes. But before we go any further, I must introduce, as always, our wonderful and talented players. Could you please let me know your name and pronouns and your character's name and pronouns, starting with Pip?
Hello, I'm Pip Gladwin, and I will be playing Joseph Teller, aka Zenith, the grey boy in the grey box. We are both he, him.
Fabulous. And Lydia?
Hi, I'm Lydia Nicholas, pronouns they, she. I am playing Minnie Smithson, whose pronouns are she, her, and whose human facade may be beginning to slightly slip. It's just a small amount of flying. Ignore the disco line.
And Lowry.
Hello, I am Lowry Ann Davis, and I'm playing Bludeweth Morgan, aka Siphon. We both go by she, her pronouns.
Sweet. And Ahmed.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ahmed Al Jabri, and I'll be playing the Arabian Adib bin Yaslam, aka the Turban. Pronouns are he and him.
Beautiful. Okay, so last we left off, you had successfully apprehended the Green Needle, and you had sent him into the welcoming arms of law enforcement along with all of his minions, and also discovered a little clue on him pointing to a company called Clear Vision Trading, who presumably offered to pay him to hit this mall for some reason. And you jetted away from the scene of the battle in Zenith's very cool stealth jet off to your new...
I don't know, I'd say it's a just general stealth jet. Yeah. It's just common or garden. As in, like, literally, I've got three in my garden at home.
Yeah. For sure. Just a regular old stealth jet off to your new co-HQ at Exoplanet Corp, which I believe has been dubbed the Grey Box. And you all went back to your various homes / workplaces and your regular lives, whatever they may be, and reported back on what had happened that day. So, as we begin this session, it is a new day. You're all waking up in your various homes and grey boxes. And what would you like to do? So I think for Minnie, it is very likely that she would have a shift at the shoe shop on a Sunday because it's a busy retail day. Mm-hmm. But I am open to discussion on that.
Yep, I think Minnie bounces out of bed, heads off to the shoe shop after doing human things like putting on clothes and walking on the ground. You know, human things.
Yep, typical things you do in the morning.
That's just stuff that you do, you know, as if you have mass, you know, that's cool. You got to be on the ground, affected by gravity. Yeah. So she's going to turn up at the shoe shop and she's just going to have a lovely time. She's going to come in bouncy and shiny and Joe Dustis, the extremely boring shoe man in a shoe family who runs this shoe shop, sells shoes, big on shoes. Hello. You know, it's not much going down there, but bounces, measures feet, makes sure the shoes are in line, brings a little sparkle to the shush up.
Yeah, Joe Dustis ushers you in and it's like, hey, Minnie, good to see you.
It's wonderful to see you too, Joe. What a fabulous day we're going to have selling shoes.
I appreciate, as always, your get up and go. It's a good thing in a salesperson. Could you get to sorting out the insoles? They've got a bit muddled.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Really looking forward to it.
Good. And he looks slightly confused at how enthusiastic you are about this, but still.
I don't think so. Joe loves shoes. Shoes are important.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. He is very pleased that you are enthusiastic about sorting the insoles. My apologies. And your colleague, Micah Trent, is also in there. He is a very friendly, chatty person, and he's also studying to be a journalist at one of the universities in town. And he comes up to you and says, "I've got the internship. I've got it."
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful! What's an internship?
Well, it's where you work for someone but don't get paid.
Right, that's an original experience. Way to do it. Yes, you know what? That sounds great. I really think that money's overrated anyway. Capitalism is not seeming to do great things for this planet. I'm glad you're taking an alternate approach.
Cool. Yeah, the goal is, though, to get experience so that people will want to pay me.
Oh, I see. So you're exchanging your labour for future value. It's like you're investing labour.
Yeah.
Interesting. Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sure that will work out and not have any, like, dire consequences.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
The way you said that makes it seem like there will be dire consequences.
What? But
okay. Yeah, it's at UTBC. It's like the biggest news corporation in the whole country. It's amazing. Like,
wonderful.
I'm so excited.
What are you going to be covering? What's your beat?
I don't think I'll be covering anything. I think I'll probably be covering the refreshments.
Interesting.
I'll probably be getting people coffee and stuff.
And that's what you want a job doing? Getting coffee? That's cool. I love coffee. I thought about getting a job in a coffee shop. It sounded wonderful.
The thing is, when you ask me questions, it makes me reassess my entire life.
Okay. Sorry. I meant that to be ordinary questions.
No, don't apologize. It's like it's a fresh perspective on things. Yeah, maybe internships are bad, actually.
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Cool. And on that note, what is Zenith doing this morning?
Yes, Zenith will wake up in quite a large bedroom, actually.
Ooh, it's a pad.
Yeah, but it's not his. quite a large bedroom, which is, you know, surprisingly kind of mostly black and grey. And swing himself out of bed, kind of wander into the largely black and grey kitchen and make some sort of, like, protein shake kind of thing out of, you know, this like unmarked grey bag you like pour into a plastic thing and then, you know, like top it up with you know, water, I guess. Speaking as a man who just constantly on the protein shakes, obviously.
Gotta get them gains.
This is my area of expertise, as I'm sure the listeners can tell. And we'll get a sort of training workout in and then is going to sit down again in front of that big bank of computers and start digging into clear vision trading.
Fantastic, yeah.
Try and find out what I can.
Yes. Is there some kind of role on your sheet that would apply to this?
I mean, obviously I've got the been reading the files thing, but that's specific to superpowered related stuff. So I would say the closest thing is, if we were going to make it a role, would be to assess the situation.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
Pierce the mask fit here as well.
Oh,
that's interesting because I was going to say like, oh, but that's for people. But then like, could you
legally? Corporations are individuals.
Ah, there you go.
I mean, that is a far my odds on success at Pierce the Mask are way worse. But I love the pitch on like, can I pierce the mask of this corporation to find out what they are doing?
Yeah,
it's up to you, Maddie.
What I'm gonna say is, I'm gonna be spicy. I'm gonna say roll Pierce the Mask plus superior.
Oh, that is spicy. See how we do.
Because yeah, your strats would definitely work, but it's just like coming at it from a slightly different angle.
That's a 10.
Ooh, brilliant. Wow. Yeah, you get to ask three questions. I think some of them are probably like way too important for me to reveal this early, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give you the information that you receive on that very excellent roll.
Cool.
So yes, you managed to dig out that this is very clearly some kind of shell corporation. You can't find any evidence of them doing any actual business, any product or service that they provide. But when you delve into the, like, who owns who, they are clearly, like, the largest corporation that has control over them is UTBC, the United Territories Broadcasting Corporation.
Oh, no! Minnie's friend!
It goes all the way up and down and sideways. The corruption. No!
Corruption.
So they're owned by a broadcast network.
Yeah. I think the closest real-world analogue for this is something like Fox News.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm getting that vibe.
Yeah. And you also managed to find an address. It's in a kind of disused industrial district in the city that is very run down, and because all the wealth in the city has moved to like finance and IT and all these kind of new industries, the regular old industries of factories and warehouses and all that kind of stuff is less in use. So yeah, you've got an address that you can go and investigate.
Right. I think once I've got everything that I feel like I can get at this point with the information I have available to me, I think there's a moment where, I guess not fully thinking, Zenith is about to like summarize and send this to Aquila, and before he's had a chance to like fully send that message, she has got in touch, having seen all of this already, like, and I just, it's, yeah, him being reminded that she's watching literally everything that he's doing and every outgoing message, and and then I will suit up and send a little message to the guys to like meet at Taj for the rest of our orientation. And by suit up, I mean put on a lot of very dull clothes.
And, amazing.
I'll head out the lift exit, not taking the jet.
Great.
Minnie will respond to human friends with something like, "Oh, that sounds amazing! I really want to go save like people and defeat villains and stuff with you folks soon. You're all wonderful. However, do have a shoe shop shift until 4.
Morgan will reply, "Oh my gosh, I was totally about to message you all. I was going to see if you wanted to like train together, because like I really could do with training, and thought maybe we should, you know, maybe we could get some move combos going." Excited emoji face.
Alright, I would say I am joining you guys. I just need to pick up some dates.
Tiny dates.
Some tiny dates for my Pez dispenser.
Yeah.
So we'll arrange to meet like when Minnie gets off work.
5 o'clock at Taj? Morgan sends.
Sounds great.
We'll be there.
Sweet. All right. Yes. Are Morgan and Adib doing anything in the meantime between now and then?
Morgan will probably like, you know, have some more food, spend more time with the plants, like, so she's feeling fully refreshed, and chill a bit. Keep checking her phone, see if she's got any messages. She's got friends now. And yeah,
nice. What's Adib's day been looking like so far?
I would probably go to find a pastry and bakery tool shop to find some templates that would make stuff that isn't the size of a piece.
Oh, yeah, like a really small biscuit cutter kind of thing.
Yeah. And once I find something small enough, I'll go buy a few different types of dates and just knead them. I take off the seed and knead them into dough and just fill up these. Nice. The template and just make a bunch, just fill the whole thing.
It's called pastry side quest.
I buy two more because I got three types of dates. So I buy two more dispensers.
Cool. Are they also cacti or are they different? They can be anything you want.
I will find things that I wanted, like a sunflower.
Nice.
And I'll find something else like plant, like whatever you can come up with.
Nice. Yeah, maybe like a
tulip.
Yeah, that's perfect. So yes, as you all continue about your business and make your way over to Targe HQ, you managed to meet up. Whereabouts do you want to meet up? Do you want to meet at the coffee shop? Do you want to meet on the doorstep of Targe?
I think like at the building.
Yeah.
I'd grab another chocolate drink and head there.
Minnie will send a message to the group, just atting Joseph, saying like, could you bring one of those grey milkshakes? They were amazing.
Joseph is the kind of texter who, like, you see that they've seen the message and assumes that that is enough. Like, yeah, the message, I've seen the message.
Received.
I'm going to do the thing. You, well, we'll bring you a grey milkshake.
It's just really good, flavoured with flavour.
Just a plastic bottle that says milkshake.
A milkshake flavour, yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, we're all standing in front of this severe, brutalist, modern confection of glass and chrome once more. And you realise, because you haven't completed your orientation, you don't have any like access cards or anything yet. So you're just like standing outside this building.
Message our handler on the tablet, and then it's her day off.
Before we walk in, I'm going to tell them, hey, by the way, my sister has a music gig. If you want to go.
Oh, music gigs are my favourite gigs.
All right. Just to be clear, like I have never told anyone my full name. So, except probably Minnie, because she wrote it down on some receipt or signing me for customers.
Yeah. Like, we've done a lot of shoe.
I would be avoiding this. Like, you know, I'm a demon, that's it. And I don't know anything about the recording from Zenith. Because I have no idea.
I was going to say, like, there is no way in hell that I don't know your full name at this point.
As far as Adib knows,
looked you up and are like, oh, you live here.
He thinks he's being very careful. Like, you know him as a person, but you don't know where he's from or where he lives or all the other details. Just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You can let them know that that's happening. Yeah, when you try and enter the building, the glass doors do nothing. And like, I think a receptionist sees that you're attempting to walk in. It's the same receptionist from yesterday.
Wait.
Is like, ah, and comes up and manually releases the doors and is like, oh, come in. I'll let Vera know you're here. And in a few minutes, Vera comes down and says, right, okay, this is unexpected. So, do you want to complete your orientation?
Can I just clarify why it's unexpected? Sorry.
Just that I knew you'd be coming back, but I wasn't sure when, and just in the future it would be helpful to for you to send a message, because I might have been like in a meeting or out on a...
Right, we need to use the tablet more.
Yeah, this is another part of orientation that got cut short. She sends a message to all of your phones and you get a link to download an app. And you get an app that is secure and can communicate with her and other Targe agents securely.
Targe chat.
Yeah.
Where messages get deleted after sending.
I am sure there is an autumn. I mean, unless obviously it needs to be, you know, this would be out of my hands anyway, but I'm assuming there is a function within my phone that will hack that immediately.
Yeah. It'll probably take like an hour, but it will happen.
Not for me, just for Aquila. Yeah. Like, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. I have access to that now.
You just sense in the back of your mind, Aquila is pleased. It's like it comes up on your screen like in a video game. And she gives you a tour of the training facilities, and you can see that there are various trainers who are specialized in different combat abilities and also in different kind of superheroic abilities. There is actually a trainer who deals with light refraction, and there's a trainer who deals with density. There's a trainer who deals with kind of manipulation of inanimate objects, not necessarily fabric, but who might be helpful for Adib. And there's also just your general very strong people who can help out with managing different levels of strength and making sure that the appropriate level of force is used, and as well as all the different weapon types. And so yeah, you're just shown through this like massive gym full of mirrors and like the most bizarre workout equipment you've ever seen, because they're meant to withstand super strength. So they like have to be like really reinforced.
So like the bumpers that you get at the end of train lines where it's just like massive springs.
Yeah, for sure.
Bonk.
Morgan is very excited to test her strength out and stuff.
You can also see that there is another superhero team who is in here who are testing out their abilities. And Vera introduces you and says, oh, yes, this is one of our other recent teams. This is the Astrologer's Arrows. By the way, if you want to come up with a group name at some point, you very much can, but no pressure. These things take time. This is Leo, Pisces, Sagittarius, and Taurus. You can see there's a little theme going on here.
Yeah.
And they all kind of, they look at you slightly disdainfully. They've clearly sort of come in at this from a very professional standpoint. And so there, Leo has a bunch of knives that she takes out of her holster and puts between her fingers, kind of like Wolverine, and then throws them all at once.
Right.
And Pisces has, there's like just the big tank of water, and Pisces is just sort of making the water into like beautiful shapes. Where, and Sagittarius is shooting at a target with these sort of neon flashing bow and arrows. There's another set of targets, and Taurus has actual horns growing out of his head, and he's just running at this target and just spearing it with his horns.
That's cool.
Yeah, so Leo and comes up towards you and is like, well, it's good to see that that our status as the best new team won't be challenged anytime soon.
Is that important to you?
Yes, Minnie.
Minnie gets out her notebook.
That is such a great response.
Yes.
I suppose it is. Status is very important. Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. It's always interesting to find out what are people's priorities, because sometimes it doesn't seem to match up with what is important in getting things done, you know? But that's really cool. Thanks for letting me know.
Cool.
Oh, Minnie. Always be our spokesperson.
Just like every single person comes up is like, I know what my deal is. And then they come away like, I'm not sure what my deal is anymore.
Just confusion is very disarming. Just
yeah.
It's slightly annoying the way that the things are phrased, like in the playbooks, where it's all about like, if you openly disregard, or I suppose it's openly disregard, not like intentionally disregard or undermine an important Earth custom in favor of one of your own people's customs, you shift superior up and other labels down. Like, that's the thing that is one of her moves, but
she
I don't know.
Does it accidentally all the time?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the thing. I mean, but then you have to roll for it, right? Like, so I guess with things like that, it's about provoking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Discombobulated. There isn't like a mechanic for discombobulation.
There should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when you provoke someone, you susceptible to your words, say what you're trying to get them to do and roll plus superior. It's like, I don't know, I'm trying to confuse them. But then obviously you're not trying to confuse them.
Yeah.
Well, you just do.
I think a lot of the time with Minnie, it's not clear to others and sometimes herself.
Maybe, you know, as she gets to know humans more, this is just something that she'll slowly shift from it always being accidental to sometimes,
this is actually quite a powerful technique I have discovered. When I fall on my own face, it has a seismic impact that is a useful power kind of thing. I have discovered the foot in mouth combo. It brings down the strongest opponent. Yeah. Anyway, there we go.
And having met this rival team and just instantly undermined their sense of self, you continue on your tour and you get shown to the kind of, it's like a sort of mini university within the HQ where there are lecture halls and seminar rooms, and it all looks ridiculously boring for the things that they are actually teaching. You can peek in and see that they're having a lesson on like energy manipulation, and it just looks like it's a regular seminar, but they're talking about something super rad. This is bizarre. And Vera gives you a brochure of all the different classes that the HQ offers so that you can tailor your training to your own personal needs. And it's very much just like a very cheesy campus brochure with like smiling superheroes being like, I learned how to control my powers.
Is there one for controlling absorbing energy from people.
I don't think there's anything as specific as that, but there's definitely stuff about controlling powers that aren't necessarily completely sort of under your control. So I think there's definitely stuff that you can look into with that.
I think it is worth me saying here again that she is not like Rogue, because I think I'm giving that impression a bit. So she doesn't just automatically do it if she touches you. What she's afraid of is that she can't control herself, I guess.
Yeah, when she does it, she might go too far.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so, yes, as Vera kind of ticks off all the boxes of the orientation and makes sure that you're all, everything is squared away, we're just going to take a short break and we'll be right back. And we're back. So now you have completed your orientation at Targe. Is there anything you want to ask Vera about it, or do you want to move on to possibly investigating this mysterious lead?
I want to, and I'm happy to roll, but I just during this orientation, if given the opportunity to, in the various different like areas that we were taken through, I would like to plant some more monitoring devices.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think no roll needed. You've been specifically trained to do this.
Yeah,
there are bugs everywhere now. And you all now have passes to get into the building. Right.
That is handy. Yeah.
That will be less embarrassing for us.
Minnie is a little confused by the class brochure because it's got really basic stuff like controlling quantum energy flow, but there's not the like the stuff that she really needs, like what is the right level of gift to provide at a birthday party without you know, embarrassing the host or crashing the local economy.
That is very important to know.
Really confusing what's covered and what's not. But, you know.
People need to know.
I don't understand. You know, if you make a statue of them out of tin foil, that's embarrassing. But if you make a statue out of them out of solid gold, like, that is apparently a problem. Like, this isn't something Minnie's done, but, you know, an earlier Specmarkalon visitor. And so, like, it's still so confusing. They're so close to each other on the periodic table. How can it make such a difference? Anyway, but Minnie won't necessarily ask these questions because she's trying to work it out.
Yeah. There's a satisfaction in being able to get it done yourself.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
You gotta work it out, but also she's just confused about, like, don't they study the quantum energy states in primary school? Like, that's something any larva can do, you know, before their first molt.
Morgan will be interested in, like, any of the controlling, absorbing energy type related seminars, and also will ask Vera, so, I don't know, is there, like, a library of super villains or villains or something? Like, is there somewhere that we have access to that, like, has information on people?
Oh yeah, of course. We have our library and information center where we have historical records on all the superheroes and supervillains that we've come across.
Oh.
Of course, some of the information is classified to higher up in the organization for obvious reasons, but there is a whole lot of basic information that you can get access to at this stage, and there are specialized computers that have access to our private databases for all this kind of information. So yeah, and she takes you along a few corridors and shows you into this vast space, which has all the books are kind of encased in little metal cases, and when you pull them out from the shelf, they're attached by a wire so that you can't take them away from the shelves. And there's rows and rows of computers that are specifically meant to access these very private databases.
Can I bring a guest here?
Depends who it is.
I was just thinking of my uncle would love this library. It's amazing.
Well, I think I'd probably have to submit a request for that, but it's entirely possible. I mean, from what I remember of your file, he's also got abilities, so...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I was just wondering if...
No, it's all good. I'll just send you over the request form, and you can use it or not, just whatever you prefer. And
thanks.
You get a little ping on your phone from the Targe chat.
Oh my gosh,
for a request form.
Thank you.
So yeah, anything else you want to do in Targe before?
I want to check whatever like
manufacturing classes. Like, I just want to see what they're doing. And if there is anything like being developed in textile and weaved material, just checking it out, seeing what they have there. And also, before we split, I would hand out some date candy to everyone.
Cool!
Excellent. Yeah, Vera can take you over to one of the workshops where some of the R&D team, the research and development people, are working on some of the new stuff. And yeah, you can see that they are working on making a bulletproof fabric that also resists kind of kinetic energy blasts and other kind of super, like trying to make as many super abilities kind of cushioned by this fabric as possible. So it's kind of in the early stages.
I take mental notes, seeing if I can figure out how to recreate some of these things myself. Probably not, because I need materials and I can't put these things on the credit card.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a controlled substance. No, not one of those, just like really good string.
I want to stop bullets for reasons. Is it at this point that you head out?
Yeah. I would meet up with everyone else outside.
Has Joseph told us about this address to go research? Because super up for some sleuthing, you know? Sounds fun.
Yeah, I think I will now. Like, we got there and so I'll fill everybody in. So Clear Vision Trading it's a shell corporation. It's not a real company. They don't trade anything. They don't make anything. But I did find an address.
Do you mention at any point that it's owned by...
Yeah.
Because then Minnie will pipe up that, oh, my friend works there.
UTBC?
Yeah, he's got an internship. He said refreshments.
Okay. Well, we don't really have enough to go on right now, but that could be useful.
Sure. I'm sure he'll be able to give me a tour or something, you know, later. And I can take some notes, file some stories, do some crime stopping, you know, wrap it up into an afternoon.
Or we can just go knock on the door and ask for a tour.
Sure.
Do they do that?
I mean, most places, if you ask nicely.
Is the address that we're trying to go to the same as the address of the news offices, or is it a different place?
That's a different place. It's like in an old warehouse district.
Should we do warehouse first and then arrange a tour or, like, sneak around the newspaper's place?
Yeah. Who was your friend?
Oh, it's Micah. He's at the shoe shop. He is really good at organizing boots. And, Minnie gives details about Micah's skill set that are relevant to her. But
do you give Micah a surname?
Yeah. Micah Trent.
Cool.
By the way, does anyone have a nut allergy?
No.
Oh, good. I take out the other dispenser and I give them dates stuffed with the pistachio and nut.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
I got a pitch for this, right? So a Pez dispenser, okay, under normal circumstances, there's just no way that it would be able to dispense a full-size date, especially date stuff with nuts. Now, now, as we know, Adib is an engineer. Has Adib, like, customized this Pez dispenser so that it will dispense dates?
No, I molded the dates into paste. And just stuffed a little bit of nuts in it and just wrapped it into the mold, the template, so it can fit. And I wrapped them into small papers,
amazing.
So it doesn't stick.
He's a food engineer. This is amazing.
It's like there's been work done with, like, needles and pipettes.
That is a good path to take. All right, let's go check out the place. It's daylight, so it should be fine.
Great. So yeah, you head on over to this abandoned industrial district of the city of Chapter, and you manage to rock up at this warehouse, which has a very rusty sign saying Clear Vision Trading over the door.
Can I just ask, how did we get there? Are we taking the jet again?
Or one of the many, like, the black SUVs that just litter the streets?
Or the bus.
It's public transport.
Or I flew, you know?
I like the idea of us all just getting a train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting on this, getting on the subway together and going to the, like we don't, you know, we're in normal people clothes. So. Yeah.
I'm happy with that. I just wanted to establish what resources we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be very uncomfortable taking the car again.
Yeah.
we're climate aware. We take public transport where possible. And when not possible, we take a private jet.
Oh, let's stop at a shop so I can buy some threads of different colors. Just in case we need to, you know, make costumes and uniforms to slip in or do something.
Ooh,
cool.
I can't make color. I can just rearrange the threads.
I think I can't quite remember, but I'm pretty sure we established that, like, so Minnie's just got quite a basic suit, but it's something that is compressible, right? It's in a rucksack, or it's underneath her other clothes. Like, it's doesn't need a new thing made every time.
Morgan wears hers underneath, like, her own tracksuit now. And actually will have given Zenith his tracksuit back.
Sure.
Thank you.
Zenith, like, whilst, you know, his, as we've seen, his stuff is, like, you know, top of the line, clearly being bankrolled by somebody quite rich. It's 100% a costume he has to, like, put on. So if we're getting in, like, superhero mode when we arrive at this place, there's 100% like a give me a minute, goes into an alleyway, takes his clothes off.
I can put the my red shawl as a curtain if you want.
It's fine, I'm very stealthy. I have to get changed. I'm a human being.
We're all human beings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great. So, yes, you take one of the many and varied public transport services available in Chapter off to this industrial district and find yourself outside of this warehouse, which has a rusty sign saying Pure Vision Trading that has clearly not been cared for at all. And there is a pair of double doors that are locked with a chunky chain and padlock, but you can also see that there's a window around the side that is clearly broken, and quite recently, because there are shards of glass still left on the ground, and it's pretty easy for you to, because it's on the ground level, you can pretty easily climb through that and get inside.
Do I see the people going in and out?
You can't see anyone at the moment. It's very quiet. Doesn't seem like anyone's around from what you can tell at the moment, but you don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to leave the big bag of textiles because I can't be carrying all of this inside of me. So I'll come back for it later, I hope.
Cool.
Peer through the window?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you look through the window, it is very clearly just like abandoned. There is very old furniture that is moth-eaten, and there are even like a couple of coffee cups that have just like a little bit of mold growing on them that have been left out for a very long time. But you can also see that in the corner there is some kind of impromptu bed that someone set up. It looks like someone's kind of got some cushions from some of the sofas and a blanket and just sort of made this makeshift bed in the corner. And this looks a lot more recent than any of the other stuff.
Having changed at this point off screen, another little switch on the underside of the helmet and turn on like a little light little helmet torch and start looking around.
Minnie will intensify the light to help us all see.
Oh, nice.
She can't like create light, I don't think. I think that feels like it's too far, but you know, it's brighter. You can see.
So it goes from like a torch beam. Just like, oh, and now the whole room is lit up.
It's just a little bit lit up. Yeah, so it's a wider beam. Nice. You know, it's cool.
So yeah, as you're looking around, you can see that there are muddy footprints all over the ground. And if you look closely, you can see that some of them lead towards a large stationery cupboard in the corner.
Cool. Investigate stationery cupboard. Yeah. Go north.
How heavy does that stationery cupboard look?
Mm.
It is one of those ones that is built into the wall. Ooh. It is kind
that
of
that is
like
definitely a door. That's a door. That's a secret base. Secret base door. Open the secret base door.
Oh, yes. Click. You open it and there is a very frightened looking young woman inside who just immediately bolts and tries to run away and leap out of the window. What do you do?
Quick, grab her.
Are you okay?
She's not listening. She's just legging it.
Yeah, I'll chain. Chain, leg.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm not a nice person. not looking to, like, I'm just looking to trip her up.
Let's go for an unleash your power / abilities.
Yep. I think that's just unmodified for me. Yeah. That is a 6, which does not succeed.
Yep, she nimbly picks up her leg, and as you see her, like, dash out of the window, it almost looks like her shadow is moving independently from her. But they both flee outside, and she starts running down the alleyway at the side of the building. What do you want to do?
Morgan will chase her, because, like, Zenith tried to catch her, so... I mean, Morgan is fat. She's not, like, super... She's not a speedster or anything, but she's very strong. Like, she has very strong legs and buttocks. So she's very fast, just because her body is strong,
yeah, no,
right?
It was just...
Strong
you
buttocks!
Know when you're just,
along
it's
with
just
everything
when you're
else
not
strong.
Expecting a word in a sentence, and then you get it, and you're like, whoa! Yeah. I'm thinking about butts now.
She's got good calves as Morgan. So,
you're just giving
knees.
You're giving the fan artists a present.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Spectacular knees.
Buns for days.
Oh, no!
What have you done, Laurie? What have you done?
I'm just going to roll. What is this? Unleash power? No, direct... what would this be?
I think it's unleash, yeah. You're not trying to... You're not trying to hurt
my
this person.
Unleash them!
Hang on, what do I add to that?
That is freak.
Oh, I got a 10, so I catch her, presumably. Like, I don't want to hurt her, obviously. I just kind of, like... I tackle her.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Safely.
With your Welsh powers.
With my Welsh powers. is that maybe your
new superhero name? The Tackler.
The Tackler.
Amazing. Yes, you absolutely level this young woman to the ground, but you manage to position yourself so that you take most of the impact.
Yeah, I'm cradling her head, maybe. Yeah, and I land
on
my back.
Turn in the air, land on your back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
And I'll just shout, I've got her!
Minnie will fly over. Oh, are you okay? We didn't want to hurt you. We just need to know what diabolical things are going on in here. Can we help you? Are you diabolical?
Well, my parents certainly think so, but don't see how that's any of your business.
Well, why were you there? We think some crimes have been happening here or nearby.
I've just been using this as a place to crash.
Oh, okay.
Like, no one... I thought that no one used that building anymore, but the other day there were people in there. And I really, like, I was gonna go find a new place, but haven't found anywhere yet.
Oh, well, that's much more important than us finding some crimes. Do any of you know about a good place for this lovely young human, a person to stay? Maybe there's some resources we can get you? Let me, I've got shoes. Do you need shoes?
I'm okay for shoes right now, thanks, but appreciated. Who are you?
Should we call Targe?
Yeah, you could absolutely call Targe.
I don't know. I mean, do we believe her? Like, is there something we need to
roll? I mean,
roll?
Minnie does, but yeah. Minnie is quite straightforward. You can absolutely disagree.
I mean,
disagree.
We should just hand her over to them and they will help her. If she needs help, otherwise they'll figure it out.
If you want to find out what her deal is, you can roll to pierce the mask plus mundane.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all of us or whoever?
I can do it.
Whoever wants to.
Or...
But I know that Adib is pretty adept in mundane.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like that. This is not a mini power, so that's not what's going down.
All right, so we're doing pierce the mask. That is a total of 6.
Oof. It did not work out.
Yeah, you're not sure. This person seems like they've seen some stuff. There's a look in her eye that just is very wary, and you can see that kind of trying to get underneath that is going to be very difficult.
Yeah, we should just get help through Targe.
Do you want us to call someone for you? We could maybe help you. We work with some, like, powerful people.
Institutions haven't really... been super great for me, to be honest. Are you sure that...
I think Zenith's going to come forward and, like, you know, crouch down and, like, speaking softly, but again, like, the voice when he has his helmet on is, like, when he's communicating through the communicator to you guys, you hear his voice normally, but he's kind of speaking out loud in costume. His voice is kind of scrambled a little. Not scrambled, but, like, doesn't sound, like, disguised, exactly. Can I crouch down and say,
what do you know about clay vision trading or all these people you saw using this place?
Well, I don't know much. Just like a couple of days ago, I overheard a couple of people, like when I heard them coming in, they were undoing the chain. So I ran and like hid in that cupboard that you found me in. And they were talking about this, like, I'm not sure who they were talking about, but they were saying that he was part of their pilot program. And that they needed to get bigger villains on side for the initiative to work.
Mm. Oh.
And there was a woman who was wearing a suit and she had a lanyard on. And I think it was like for some kind of news corporation or something. I can't quite remember. And then there was this guy, like he could have been a superhero or a supervillain or something. He had this black suit with a neon green skull on it. And Adib, you would recognize that as the description of Poltergeist's costume.
Oh, no.
And on that cliffhanger, we're going to end the episode there for today.
Oh, no.
So thank you so much for listening to this episode of Chapter Multiverse. And as always, I would like to know where we can find our fantastic players on the internet, starting with Ahmed.
Hi. I'm still shocked at this. I was just thinking about Folder Guys. Like, I should look into check out what he's up to. And now you throw this at me. You can find me everywhere at Mr. Al-Jabri, mostly on Twitter, where I share Arab tidbits to use for your tabletop RPG characters and world building. Just find the avatar with the turban.
Oh, yeah. And Lori.
You can find me at Lowry Tweets on Twitter and in various other Rusty Quill shows and feeds.
Brilliant. And Pip?
Yeah, Pip Gladwin, that's me. You can find me at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter, or just, you know, like, speak my name into a seashell and I shall appear.
Cool. Fabulous. And Lydia?
Hi, you can find me at Lyd Nicholas on Twitter and at Urban Chooks on Twitter and Twitch. And, you know, generally flowing in the wind, growing in the grass, like wherever I am summoned, I don't actually have the powers that Pip has. I just exist in one body, in one place at one time.
I feel like I make other people bad at outros. I really do.
This is a classic bad Rusty Quill outro. Like, this is a tradition.
Okay, good.
I'm very pleased to be carrying on the tradition. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Maddie_abstract, where there are links to all the various things that I do. And we hope to see you next time on Chapter and Multiverse. But until then, from all of us here in the Space Between Worlds, goodbye.
Bye.
Chapter and Multiverse is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Sharealike 4.0 International license. It is directed by Maddie Searle and produced by Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. The Eternal Tavern Keeper was played by Kareem Cronfley. This episode was edited by Lorianne Davis, Tessa Vroom, and Maddie Searle, with music by Nicova Teze. Thank you for listening.